I understand that your crew members were very busy again yesterday.
Yeah, we got the power cut off to Nunuk Road yesterday afternoon, and the boys started digging immediately over there. Everything is secured, but we didn't anticipate how deep that water line is. It's over 20 feet. We even had D&J Construction excavator come and help us because it was so deep.
Yeah.
Like the arms could reach way down, and it was getting to a point where it was getting dangerous because the land was falling in onto the hole itself. So they got down to the water line, and they think they found the cause of the leak, but where the land was falling in, they had to give it up last night. So for safety reasons today, they're benching it off so that the land won't fall in on itself. Once we get that done, we should be able to work safely at the problem itself. Now, they're doing that this morning, so we should, by the end of the day, hopefully have that issue resolved over there, and people can get back to their normal course of life, I guess.
Yeah. So I guess your crew were working late last night?
They were working late last night up to a point where they were safety became an issue because they were getting overtired. They were sent home, and we had a night watchman there watching the deep hole, and they were right at it again at 8 o'clock this morning, and that's where they are right now.
Okay. Did you just say that you have to dig more first before you can?
Well, what they're doing is they're digging away the bank away from the water line because, like I said, when they dug it, it was so deep that it was straight up and down.
Yeah.
They have to bench it. What I mean by that is that they had to dig so far and then come back and dig so far so that it's at a more of a, like a safe slope and the land won't be falling in on itself. So that creates safety for the workers and for the crew and stabilizes all this stuff around it. There's a big manhole there. It's so deep that it didn't dug past the manhole. So it's, it became an issue. So they're rectifying that this morning.
Okay.
And they know what they're doing. It's just that safety first. Make sure that my crew is not, health is not put at risk.
And what about for the other breakage down by the NG?
Well, that one there is more or less fixed. We're this one here now up there is a priority. We can fill that one in. We wanted to wait like overnight to see if anything else was gonna, what we fixed was working. It is, so once the boys are up there, have fixed that leak up to the other end, they're going to come down and cover it up. We just don't have the crew to work on one area, two areas at a time. We only have enough crew to do one job.
Your crew are very hardworking people, I'm
Yep.
sure.
We're doing our best to keep up with the garbage collection, which is hard because all of our laborers and that are now dedicated to that site there. But, we try to keep up where we can. And even the dog catchers are working. And if they got some free time, if the bear is sighted or whatever, they're called and they run off to wherever they're needed for a particular amount of time until whatever problem there is resolved there. But everybody's coming back to that water leak to help out there.
And I understand that the conservation officer had to shoot a black bear near the OK Society yesterday too.
Yes, there was a bear sighted, and whoever's on duty, whoever's available on deck, we have a committee that we draw back to. It's not just the council workers, like the two dog catchers. We have other volunteers, conservation officer being one of them. So at a particular point in time, the conservation officer was called, and he took care of the bear issue. If he had not been around, we would have called upon one of the other volunteers. So
okay.
It's just that the committee works together also. Like the ones that have day jobs are more or less the ones that we try not to call after hours. But if it's during hours, we call on them.
So is there anything else you wanted to add, Anilka?
Just thanking the community again for being patient, especially the residents at Nanook Street. I know it's 2 weeks now since they've had any water services, and it's day two without power. So we are working as fast as we can, and we're trying to get their issue solved, so please be patient. As of right now, it's safety first. Once it's safe to start working again, we'll get right at the problem.
I'd like to thank you, Joe, for giving us information about what is going on in and around Nain and what your crew members are doing.
Call us anytime. We'll do our best to keep the community informed.
Okay.
And thank you, O'Callaghan, for doing that for us.
Okay. Thank you, Joe, and have a good day.
You too.
Bye.